Welcome back to hour number two of the Darren Kolb Experience. Big Fuzz! Sorry, I forgot to hit my button there.
So this is
so we can hear all that. Yep.
This is the Mickey Mouse.
Hot dog. And they all do these, like, different dances. And it's great. I mean, there's, you know, they're all the same. What? They might be giants.
I do like They Might Be Giants.
Hot dog. Oh, that's not it anymore. That's another something else. So, by the way, I was just reading this. A leading cause of death for a white capuchin monkey in the wild is being murdered by another white capuchin monkey.
That is a cappuccino on cappuccino crime.
Oh, you beat me to it. That makes me... Come on.
Every now
that's
and then.
That's supposed to be my... Come on, man.
Every now
I gotta,
and
now
then.
I got to go and find another one. You know, I got to... Okay, you know, I mean, these are... Okay, I understand what you're talking about. So I would like to apologize to all of you out there who understand that I am just have to get some of this out of my system because I just think that this is so ridiculous. That sometimes, you know, it doesn't have to be all, you know, sports and talking. For instance, I mean, look, sometimes there's real world problems. Like the last two speakers of indigenous language in Mexico refuse to converse with each other because they don't get along.
Well, at least they're not fighting physically. They just choose not to talk.
Do you think it was over Trump?
I doubt that. I think they are probably
they're
fighting.
Still arguing about Bush v. Gore.
Yeah, I mean, they're
and the hanging chads the in hanging chads in Florida. So yeah, well, so anyway, before I get to anything else, I have to start off the top and we just need to do a quick hockey update.
Hockey update!
Hockey update! It was brought to me. Oh, there it is. We should just do it. And it's totally not Alex's fault tonight because we've been having all sorts of computer issues and he's doing a magnificent job back there. So we really appreciate it. You know, thank you for listening to it. I mean, it could have been a lot worse except for him.
Fixed now. Hopefully. Yeah.
All fixed.
All right, stop. Collaborate. This is a Avalanche update where the Avalanche were defeated once again yesterday by the Lightning 3-2 in overtime, which improves or disproves or unimproves or whatever you want to say about proving a record one way or another. The Avalanche now have proved their record to 16-38-3 with a measly 35 points.
So our hockey update is that the Avs lost again.
Yes.
All right.
But do you want to know something?
What?
They are literally a shoo-in to get the number one pick in the NHL hockey draft.
Okay, so I'm
they always, have so much. They are so much worse than everybody else in the league.
I get that, and I've always wondered. Like, I know in the NBA, you get that one player, it can take you from. I mean, look what happened with the Nuggets when we got Melo. We started going to the playoffs and went to
You need
and,
to find yeah.
Into the NFL, you get that one quarterback. How much does the number one... I feel like the hockey number one is a lot like the baseball number one. Like, it's going to be 5 to 10 years before you figure out if this guy's any good.
Sidney Crosby was the number one.
And, by the way, Sidney Crosby is amazing.
Yeah.
But he's like a one in a gazillion.
I mean, I believe Mario Lemieux was the number one, I believe.
Didn't we get, like, a close to number one pick recently?
Yeah, McKinnon. I mean, he's good, but he's not the type of player that... there's...
And is there a player out there...
Not in this draft, I don't think.
So what's the point?
I know. I mean, it's the worst time to be. It's worst time to be
this bad.
I mean, historically bad. I mean, historic. I mean, really.
Yeah.
35. I mean, we are. So they have played. They have played with my math here. We're just going to go crazy math. So 16 plus 38 is 54 plus 3 is 57, and there's 81 games. So that means we're well into the second half of the season.
There's
only
25
games left, and they've got 35 points. Are you kidding me? Terrible.
I grew up with the original Colorado Rockies.
No, they're worse than the original Colorado.
I was just going to ask, how does it compare? Because I remember at one time Gretzky calling those Rockies like a Mickey Mouse organization.
Well, they were indeed a Mickey Mouse organization, and they were bad. But let me tell you, they had Don Cherry as a coach. They had Lanny McDonald, Hall of Famer. They had Chico Resch, who was a serviceable goalie, who I once saw stuff Mario, or not Mario, but... Wayne Gretzky on a breakaway. So I know that they had some talent, but they just didn't do anything. And then they moved to New Jersey and they won a couple Stanley Cups.
Well, and I hate to be a bearer of bad news,
but those
folks,
teams were not nearly as bad.
We have a terrible hockey team and an owner who just doesn't care and a fan base that is not necessarily a hockey fan base. It would not surprise me to see the Avalanche move.
No, because I don't think they're going to move. I think that there's... The way that that Colorado is in terms of what they give to hockey in general in terms of youth is very much larger. They need to have a team in this market. There will be other teams that will go before they will come here. Now they need to get better, and I think that, you know, people have a point to a. I think it's very difficult to win a championship if you own more than one sports team in general. I think it's just very difficult to win a championship if you own more than one sports team.
How many games are played in the NHL every
80, year? 82 games.
Okay, so you say that the Avalanche are way worse than the Rockies.
Yeah, and record doesn't matter, but you can
record does matter.
Well, I'll tell you why.
They average like 20 wins a season.
Yeah.
Averaged.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Okay, but you have to understand there were not as many teams in the league at the time, and there were a lot more very good teams, so it wasn't as if, you know, you were you got to play Florida and Phoenix and Carolina. There are a lot more teams out there, and there has been a lot more dispersal of talent all around the league, so it shouldn't be as hard to be better than 20 wins, and they are not at 20 wins right now.
Oh, they're not at 20 wins right now?
No, the Avalanche right now are at 16. Plus, back in those days, back in those times, you could have ties.
Yes,
you can't have ties now.
They did have a lot of ties.
So you can't have ties now. So, you know, I mean, you can.
How many losses do we have?
38.
Okay, so the worst season the Colorado Rockies hockey team had was they lost 53 games.
Okay, that's pretty terrible, man.
Tied 12.
Okay.
And
won 3?
15.
Okay.
And they had 42 points.
I mean, wow. 16, 38, and 3, you know, which are overtime winners.
Yeah.
35 points at this point. I'm telling you that this is an all-time terrible team.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying it would not surprise me to see the Avalanche move.
The Avalanche are not going to move. The Avalanche are not going to move.
We don't support them as a fan base.
No, but they have. Listen, fans have to understand about all of this stuff is as long as they have hockey teams or any team for that matter. Okay, well, you take out the Broncos because they plan on having sellouts every year. They sell every game out, and they only have something like 700 to 1,000 people who don't show to much games.
Well, and you can take the Rockies out of that too because they are a regional baseball team.
They're a regional baseball team, and people come there all the time. But what I'm trying to tell you is you're looking at your nut in terms of how many fans can I sell season tickets to cover my everything, and then everything else is gravy.
Sure.
All right. So if you know. The Rockies, the Colorado Rockies baseball team, for instance, has 20,000 season ticket holders, whether they be corporate or whatever. So that holds them, and then they know they're going to get more. The NHL, you know, the Avs have, they can fill their lower bowl. Their lower bowl is all sold out. It's just corporate. No one's going, and that's the problem.
I'm not arguing with you. No one's going to see these guys play bad hockey.
But they're still paying the tickets. I mean, just because people aren't going to see them doesn't mean they're not paying the season tickets, because people want to have hockey tickets if they get good. Because
honestly, how many season tickets do the Avs have sold?
I would say they probably have 10,000, 13,000.
And how many does the
18,000? I'm telling you, man.
You think they're going to have another 13,000 next year? No, they'll probably have 10,000 or less next
hockey
year.
Hockey fans are a rabid animal. I'll tell you what.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.